Good morning, Church. Today is Easter Sunday, and I'm talking to you about moving from despair to hope. John Milton, the author of Paradise Lost, lost his eyesight. Beethoven, a famous music composer, lost his hearing. Louis Pasteur, a famous French biologist, had a stroke. Helen Keller was deaf and mute. They all have something in common. All of them were challenged in some way, but they overcame their hardships. They were people who moved from despair to hope. How does despair feel to you? Some describe it as a big black hole with no end, or an empty space with no light at all. It can take your will and motivation away and leave you with nothing. However, hope is like a light at the end of the tunnel. This is hope, the hope we receive from Jesus and the resurrection. In this world, we see many people despairing for many reasons. Because of the coronavirus pandemic, many people have been saddened and troubled. Many people have lost their family members, their jobs, their health, and much more. I wonder how we can help our friends in the congregation and our neighbors to move from despair to hope. I will be reading from Mark 16, verse 1, in which we are told that many people who followed Jesus were in despair and lost their faith because they saw Jesus die on the cross. However, some people stayed with Jesus and went to the tomb where Jesus was buried. Mark 16, verse 1 says, "When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go to anoint Jesus' body. When they arrived at the tomb of Jesus, where he was buried, they were surprised because the stone in front of the tomb was already rolled away. They wondered who had taken the body of Jesus away. We are told that suddenly they saw a man. This man spoke to them and said in verse 6, 'Do not be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus, the Nazarene, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here.' Today, we know that our Lord Jesus died on the cross, but he has risen. He was not there in the tomb. The tomb was empty. He is alive. He is here with us today. This is the great message we have received from God. The following short story illustrates for us the significance of the empty tomb. There were two men who were talking about their religions. The Muslim man said, 'Our Prophet Muhammad was a great man. He did mighty work. When he died, he was buried in a great tomb in Mecca.' The Christian man said, 'Our Savior Jesus is great. He did mighty work. When he died, he was buried also, but he has risen. He does not need a tomb because he is alive. He is still here with us today.' Today, we remember that our Lord Jesus died, but he has risen. He is still with us today, and He will lead us from despair to hope. Eugen Moltmann, a famous German theologian of hope, said, "Despair is the worst enemy and sin in Christianity. Despair can result in disaster. When we continually focus on despair, we cannot see a way out. We need to look for some hope. Our hope is in the Lord Jesus." One man who was rescued from Nazi Germany later wrote in his book, "There's no man who can get off the train which is passing through a dark tunnel. When we are in the train, we must trust in the train driver and wait until the train comes out of the tunnel." Sometimes our own lives might seem like a dark tunnel and we struggle. However, when we believe in Christ, we need to trust in our Lord Jesus, look for the light of hope, and wait until He finishes His work in His time and in His ways. Before He was persecuted, Jesus said in John 16:21-22, "A woman giving birth to a child has pain because her time has come. But when her baby is born, she forgets the anguish because of a joy that a child is born in the world. I was able to be with my wife when both my son and my daughter were born, and to share her pain and the joy that came afterwards. Mothers go through the dark tunnel of pain during childbirth. They may despair, but they hope that their pain will change into joy. Romans 5:3 says, "We also rejoice in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance." As Christians, believers, we are children of God, and we know that if we persist, if we continue to trust and have done and have hope in Jesus, we will come through stronger, and our suffering will lead to joy and happiness. In the message of Easter Sunday, we know that there were many people in despair. But after the resurrection of Jesus, some people went back to believe in Jesus and were overjoyed. They passed from despair to hope. Many of us may be despairing or distressed. We may be living through hard times. We may be troubled, but we know that we can overcome these hardships with the help of our Lord Jesus Christ. We know He died for us on the cross. We know He has risen. We know He is still here with us today. And we believe He will continue to help us, guide us, and bless us wherever we go and whatever we do in this world. In this way, we can move from despair to hope. Let us pray together. Thank you, Lord, for being with us all today. Many of us are struggling with the coronavirus pandemic. However, we know that we can overcome with the help of our Lord Jesus. Please help us to support our friends and neighbors in this time. Almighty God, I ask you to continue to be with us. Help us move from despair to hope. Guide us and bless us at all times. Thank you, Lord. I pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.